Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest this evening, Sherry from the Children's Hope Alliance and Susan from Our House, the Child Abuse Prevention Team. And thank you, ladies, for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Angela, so much for helping us.
This is something that we do every year. Susan, I don't know if you know how many years this has been going on, but I think for as long as I can remember being in radio here in Wilkes, this has been going on. It's been going on for several years.
This is the eighth annual that we have done the march.
And, of course, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and you do a silent march every year. Well, maybe it's they used to do something in Our House every year when it wasn't the march.
You used to have the candlelight vigil and the children's ceremonies.
There it was. I knew that. I've been doing things for years at Our House. I used to go there and do remotes and different things. So, yeah, 8th Annual Silent March in Pinwheels for Prevention Garden Planting. And, again, this is to kick off Child Abuse Prevention Month. But, Sherry, it's different this year because Easter falls on the first Sunday, right?
Yes. Years past, we have hosted the march the first Sunday of April, but this year, Easter being on that first Sunday, we have decided to move it to the second Sunday in April. So this year, the march will be on April the 8th. And another big change is we are not going to march from the Children's Hope Alliance office to our house. Susan and I and a planning committee had talked about this last year. We just feel that the hill is such a long hill to climb that it keeps some from coming out and participating, so we definitely want it to be user friendly. So this year the march will actually start at the Carolina West Wireless Community Commons area there on Main Street at the covered pavilion, and then we will march four blocks and end up at our house.
Now, Sherry, what is the importance or what is the main thrust in doing the silent march every year?
The silent march is to represent every child that's been neglected or abused, and any child in the future it's going to happen. The numbers are rising, sad to say, but by us doing this, I feel like we're raising community awareness, and people are seeing it, people are hearing it more, and we want people to know that literally an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So if you've got a feeling, if you're a teacher, if there's a kid in your neighborhood, I've always been a firm believer to trust your internal instinct. And if you have a feeling that something's not right, make a report. You can do it anonymously. You can make a report to DSS. You could call the Wilkes County Sheriff's Department. If you feel that something is not right, we just want people to know to report it.
Now, Susan, in times past, you guys have had several different agencies and organizations there at our house set up on that day so that people can get information. Will you be doing that this time as well?
At this point, I don't think anybody else is going to be there. I think we're doing this on kind of a little bit of a limited thing. They always have other opportunities for the different people who provide child services to set up together, and so that the community and the people can come around and kind of figure out which places to go there. Currently, there are 10 agencies that are in our Caring for Children Coalition that's in charge of this particular event.
All right. And so you can get information, though, on that day, like she was talking about, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You can get information on what you can do if you suspect or if you think or if you've observed, that sort of thing.
It will be, there should be some information there, and there will be contact people there. There will be community people there.
And all the people that are involved with this, we will have their contact numbers on the program.
Now, both of the agencies, Sherry, let me ask you, the Children's Hope Alliance, do you rely on donations to a certain extent with the things that you do working with children in the area?
Oh, absolutely. If it were not for donations and people in Wilkes County and surrounding counties helping us, there's no way financially that we could serve the number of kids that we serve. The supply and demand's just not there. State funds are being cut continuously. We're looking at getting another big cut coming our next fiscal year, which will be in July. So we rely a lot on donations, sponsoring kids at Christmas, sponsoring kids at Easter to do Easter baskets, back to school drives, anything that your child or my child may need, these kids need.
Is it better for people to bring things such as school supplies or Easter supplies or Christmas things, or is it better to donate financially, or does both ways work?
Both is great, and a lot of people like being given a name and that child's wish list, it just makes it more meaningful at Christmas. Definitely cash donations are definitely accepted. And we want everything you got.
You might want to cut that out too, right? Now, Susan, with Our House, actually what you guys do is rather unique to this area. I don't know that I've ever heard of another agency such as yourself. The way your house is, it's a house set up for right. parents to be reunited with their children that have been removed because of dangerous situations, right?
Yes, Our House is a facility that provides a safe, caring environment for parents who currently have children in foster care or who are DSS custody, whatever, for the children to come to our house and meet in a home-like setting. We have a kitchen, and they can do a birthday party. They can do what they want to do. And, in fact, many of the children think, because they've been out of their parents' home for so long, when they come up the steps and they walk in the front porch and they see the couch and they see the toy room, they kind of think they're seeing their parents at home. And they get to do that once a week, sometimes every other week,
right?
Depending on whatever's been set forth by the judge. And we currently are supervising visits from Buncombe County, Iredell County, Allegheny County, Ashe County, Yadkin County.
Wow.
We have counties that call almost every week where a judge has said, you need to have supervised visits, and we get the call, and then it's up to us to try to set up a schedule for those children.
Well, that is, it's so much better, I think, for the children to be able to walk into a house setting as
yes.
opposed to a sheriff's department room or a hospital room or whatever where you have to do supervised visits. This is just, I think it would be better for the child's mental health, is it not?
Most definitely. I mean, you think about it. I mean, we got our little, I know I tell everybody, it's just like we just got our own little place there. And, you know, it was an old home site.
Right.
So it still carries with it that stigma of the upstairs and the bathrooms and the kitchen and the backyard. Our backyard should be just about completely renovated by the time the walk happens, if not shortly thereafter. A young man's doing his Eagle Scout project, putting in a baby-sized children's play area to one side, and we're doing mulch, and we've got a new playground somewhere else.
Oh,
so
awesome.
The kids come in, it's like, can I go to the backyard and play? And it's like, yeah, Bill's backyard is back there. Go make yourself at home. And they're putting in two new picnic tables, and it'll be a place where the families can reunite. It's tough enough for them to be separated. This will be a way for them to be able to spend an hour or 2 hours together and just try to rekindle that what's there.
Right. You know? And the same question I asked Sherry, at Our House, do you guys rely on donations for what you do and the services you provide there?
We do. We're much like Sherry. We'll take any type of donation, cash or items that we need. We are in need of diapers all the time. We provide diapers to parents who need diapers, you know, and we run out.
Right.
So when we run out, we need to go purchase those diapers.
Well, let me ask you, Sherry and Susan, too, if there is a civic organization listening or a ladies' circle group or a church or a Sunday school class they're listening, would it be best for them to pick up a phone at some point if they decide, hey, we want to give and say, okay, what is your need right now? What can we
yes.
help you with? Would that be the best thing to do?
Probably so.
Absolutely.
The need that's on hand at this time, you know, might be size 5 diapers.
Or right.
It might be size 1 diapers. And at that time, we can do that. And it's easier. They can just give me a call, or I'm sure Sherry will take the calls because she gets them as well as I do frequently.
Now, what is the number for Our House?
336-667-5555.
That's always such a hard number to remember.
Yes.
And the Children's Hope Alliance?
336-667-3333.
Another really hard number to remember. Surely that you guys can remember these numbers. All right, so the 8th Annual Silent March, and this is something, it's a free event. You don't have to pay anything, and it's an annual event, and you show up and support both of these agencies or all of these agencies that work to help children to prevent child abuse. And Sherry mentioned that this is something, unfortunately, that is on the rise. We'd like to say, ladies, hey, we're gathered together here to announce that there's no more child abuse in Wilkes County, but unfortunately, sadly, that is not the case.
And it is not the case. I wish it was, but the numbers are increasing.
So whatever we can do as a community to come together and support these agencies to bring awareness to the community and to remember that April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and again, the march starts on Sunday, April 8th, which is a change in date. Normally it's the first Sunday, but since the first Sunday is Easter, they're putting it on the second Sunday. And the march is at a different location. Again, Sherry, you want to start where?
It is going to start at 2 o'clock at the Carolina West Wireless Community Commons area right there on Main Street. And then we will walk 4 blocks and end up at our house.
All right. And so if folks would like more information on what they can do, maybe some special things they can do, or maybe some special fundraisers they can do during the month of April, or some donations that they can do for either or both of you guys. Again, you can call Sherry at the Children's Hope Alliance at 336-667-3333, or call Susan at Our House, 667-5555. All right, ladies, do we need to mention anything else?
I think that's it.
You think we've covered everything?
I think so.
Can I say I appreciate the work you ladies do for the children in this area? Thank you very much.
This county is a great county. I've been doing this kind of work for a long time, but Wilkes County is a great county.
And they come to the plate when there's a need.
Yes, they do.
That's one thing we can say is that if there's a need, we can usually find somebody who's willing to help fill that need.
All right.
Sometimes it's a little bit difficult to look for it, but the word gets out that there's a need, and then the children, that's what matters. That's what it's all
yes,
about.
Yes,
absolutely.
Making a difference in the life of a child. All right, don't forget the 8th Annual Silent March and Pinwheels for Prevention Garden Planting is Sunday, April 8th. Main Street, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.